A good morning to you, and welcome to Christ Church Cathedral. If you're here visiting with us, a special welcome to you. If you're joining us by way of the YouTube live stream, we welcome you especially. Helen is on video this morning, and if it's possible for you to leave a note in the chat, she'd be happy to hear from you. Also, if you're listening in on the Cathedral audio podcast, we welcome you as well. Just a word of note to those families with younger children, don't feel that you need to stay glued to your seat. And actually, there are a few things happening I know that are going to make for a little more action than usual this morning. So if you need to roam around a bit, please feel comfortable to do that. At the time of communion, you need to know that if you're visiting from another Christian denomination and you are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and make communion in your home church, you're welcome to do that here. We'll approach by way of the center in two lines and return to your seats by way of the side aisles. We're not administering by way of intinction at the moment. That is, we're not dipping the bread in the wine. If it's your intention not to drink from the common cup, please just go by and take the bread only. And if you would like to come forward as a member of the family of God but would rather not make your communion, you can request a blessing by placing your arms in this way. Just a couple of notes as well. We're in mourning this week. Sharon Day departed this life on this past Sunday, and so our condolences to members of her family. She didn't have a lot of, she didn't have any close family, but a couple of degrees out she did, and so our condolences to them. The funeral is planned for Thursday here at the cathedral at 10 in the morning, and there is no visiting as far as I know. So that's next Thursday, the 10th of June at 10 a.m. And there's a note in the notices this morning about the production that's taking place on the northeast of the cathedral over the next couple of weeks or so. And that's Bard in the Barracks. And they have made a couple of tickets available to us. So Kirsten has suggested that if those tickets would be something that you would be interested in having, she'd be happy to hear from you, recognizing that we only have two. So if you can let her know today, she's willing to have, or at least preside over a bit of a drawing of names in the morning. So if you can email her or leave a phone message for her today, she'd be happy to throw your name into the mix, and you can try for that. Otherwise, you're going to be like everyone else and have to pay for ticket. That's fine too. So just a note that the preaching today, in place of the usual homily, we've called in the troops for that. So there's going to be something a little out of the ordinary. Oh, and I might just mention as well, Doris Norman was here at 8 o'clock this morning, and it seems she has lost her wallet. So if you happen to see that here somewhere, she didn't seem to think that it was somewhere else, but she came back and looked around here, hasn't been able to find it as far as I know. So if you could just keep your eyes out, that would be great. Is there anything else that needs announcing? Well, this is the day of Pentecost. It's the 50th day after Easter, and it's the wind-up of Thy Kingdom Come for this year, and today we celebrate the coming of God's Holy Spirit upon the church. It is the birthday of the church. So we're going to begin with the invitation to worship. You'll find pretty much everything you need on this blue-colored insert. And if you would stand, we'll begin. Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. O come, let us worship. Almighty and ever-living God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, keep us in the unity of your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And we'll be seated for the first reading.
Our first reading is from the book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them. And a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one of them heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "Ah, they are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Tongues as a fire light on each end, the Spirit is moving each soul's heaven bed. Joys overflowing, they speak to the throne. Spirit, most holy, in me write your will. It's you I desire, I long to do.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Yomer elai Philippus Adoni, ha enuna et ha vadailanu. Yomer elav Yeshua zemachama machim achnohi. Ichem vata Philippus ha terem tera eni. Haroe oti ra et ha av valama ze tfamer. Enu et ha'av. Ha'eichem mi'amim ki anochi ba'avi va'avivi ha'barim.
Father, Chinese means 父. 人看见我了, 就是看见了父. 你怎么说, 将父显 显给我们看呢, 我们在父的里面, 父在我的里面, 你不相信吗?
Les paroles que je vous dis, je ne les dis pas de moi-même, mais le Père demeurant en moi fait des œuvres. Croyez-moi, je suis dans le Père et le Père est en moi. Croyez du moins à cause des œuvres mêmes.
Wahrlich, wahrlich, ich sage euch, wer an mich glaubt, der wird die Werke auch tun, die ich tue, und wird größere als diese tun, denn ich gehe zum Vater.
Nani mkiomba lolote kwa jina langu, hilo nitalifanya, ili Baba atukuzwe ndani ya mwana. Mkiniomba neno lolote kwa jina langu, nitalifanya.
Y yo rogaré al Padre, y os dará otro Consolador, para que esté con vosotros para siempre. El Espíritu de verdad, al cual el mundo no puede recibir, porque no le ve ni le conoce.
Його знаєте ви, бо при вас перебуває, і у вас буде він. Говорив це я вам, бувши з вами. Утішитель же, Дух Святий, що його Отець пошле в ім'я моє, той навчить вас усього і пригадає вам усе, що я вам говорив.
Нід велемаєр бід, нарейну і від роїхуї, Rwyf i'n gadael i chwi dan fedredd. Paidiwch gadael i ddim gyffurwch calon a phariach ar ofni.
Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite the godly players to come up to the front. And have a seat. Yeah, have a seat. Just let me. Yeah. Just you want to go over on this other side? I just need my bag out of here. Yeah. Okay. Thank Well, good morning. While Kurt hangs out those things, today is a special day because we're doing godly play here. And I'm very excited that you're all helping me. I brought my big red bag for our story materials rather than the little basket they're normally in, because we're doing everything bigger today, aren't we? And even you are part of the story materials today, so that's very exciting. And I hope everyone here enjoys our story. So thanks for helping. There we go. Good. Good. Well, I guess we should look and see what's in here, huh?
Yeah.
Wonder what this could be. It's very red. And you know today is that special red day on our circle of the church year, isn't it? The hot one. But this isn't hot. What should we do with this? I think this is our mat, isn't it? Normally we put our mat on the floor, but I'm going to put it up here so more people can see it. Well, there are more things to tell our story in my bag, but nothing else we need to get ready. So all we can do is begin. Are you ready? So when we get ready, we sit quietly with our hands in our lap. And so do you think all these people are ready too? They look ready. I think they're ready. Good. Okay. So let's begin. There was once a great tower. The people building the tower all spoke the same language as they worked together to build it. They wanted their tower to reach to the heavens. Then they grew so proud of themselves that they thought they were even better builders than God. Then the groups that were working on the tower started to think they were better than all the other groups. As the tower grew taller and taller, they started to talk in different ways. It started nobody made sense. They all seemed to be babbling. And so the tower was called the Tower of Babel. The work was abandoned because no one understood each other. And eventually, the tower fell. The language of the people of the earth was shattered, and it broke into many pieces. Every piece was beautiful, but it was not the same as the old way of talking together. Thousands of years passed. Jesus was born and lived, did his work, and died on the cross. But that was not the end of the story, because somehow he was still with the people around him, just as he is still with us today. They kept seeing him, and they didn't want to let him go. But one day, something amazing happened. The disciples were all in Jerusalem. Here they are. There's Peter. And we don't have to go in order. Bartholomew. And Simon the Zealot. And Philip. And Jude. Hey, Jude. And Thomas. And John, the beloved disciple, and James the Less, and the other James, it's really James, and Matthew, and Andrew. Can you hold it up? Hold it up. Andrew, thank you. They were all in Jerusalem. And one day, Jesus led them outside the city
to a nearby mountain called Olivet. And then Jesus went up. And soon the Holy Spirit would come down. The disciples returned to Jerusalem to wait. Go back in the hole. They were full of joy, and they stopped at the temple to pray. And then they went back to the upper room. And with God's help, they decided on Matthias to take Judas's place, because there were only 11, because Judas had already died. On Sunday, about a week later, they were all in the upper room together again, the 12. Suddenly, there was the noise of a mighty wind rushing in to be with them. It was the Holy Spirit. They were so full of the Spirit's power that they felt like they were on fire. Their tongues burned in their mouths. They ran out to the street to tell the story. Everyone wondered what was going on. There were people from every country in Jerusalem at that time, and the people all spoke different languages, but everyone could understand what the 12 were saying. They could see that the 12 had come close to God, and God had come close to the 12 in a new way. The disciples had become apostles. They went out into all the world to tell the story of Jesus and God's love. That was the first Christian Pentecost. But that is not the end of the story, because it is still happening. Whenever people have the courage and the power to tell the story, Pentecost is still happening. It is like fire. Now I wonder, I'm going to invite the children back, and we'll go into our wondering time. I wonder what you think was the most important part of this story. You guys are excused. Sorry, I forgot. I forgot a second. Do you want to sit or do you want to stand? Yeah. I wonder what you think was the most important part of this story. Anyone? Okay, they usually have more to say. Anyone? Do you want to face me? Do you want to face this way? Okay. I wonder what was the most important part of this story to you. It's not, there's no right or wrong answer for this. I wonder what part of the story you liked best. Huh? Everything. What else is there to say? I wonder what part of the story you liked best.
The Holy Spirit coming after Jesus left.
I didn't quite hear.
The Holy Spirit coming after Jesus left.
The Holy Spirit coming. Thank you, Karen. Nice to see you.
I liked going out into the streets and telling the story.
Going out into the streets and telling the story. Mm.
Part where, although everybody was speaking different languages, we could understand
The part where everyone is speaking different languages, or spoke different languages, but understood what the 12 were telling them. I wonder if there's any, what part of this story is about you, or especially for you? Wonder. Is there any part of this story that is for you? Should have them sit. I wonder if there's any part of this story we could leave out and still have all the story we need. I wonder, is there any part of the story you would leave out and still have all the story? Well, that's good. Okay, I have a new question. So those are our standard wondering questions, but I have a new question. Oh, I forgot one. No, I didn't. I have a new question. Well, I wonder if there's anything in our cathedral that reminds us of our story today. I wonder if there's anything in our cathedral that reminds us. Huh? The pictures?
The
shields. The shields, yes, right, good thinking. The shields of the apostles are around. And some of the apostles are up there in the paint, in the stained glass. Anything special today that reminds us of our story? Susie, what do you think? I want to whisper.
Fire?
Do you see anything that reminds you of fire? James? The candles have fire? We got extra candles today, don't we? And the candles have red ribbons. So we've really done it up nice here. Fire decorations on the candles. Yeah. Anything else? Yes, Susie.
The flags.
The flags, yeah. The flags that when they did the flags for all the different countries and languages. Very good, yes. Yeah. Good, well, thank you again for helping me tell the story and all your wondering. Not so much you're talking, but okay, so you can all go, you wanna give Kurt your shields and you can go sit with your families.
Continuing now on page 2 of the blue leaflet, on the left-hand column, there is an affirmation of faith, and you're welcome to remain seated if you like, and we'll join in this affirmation. We say together in faith, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We believe in God the Father, who created all things. For by his will they were created and have their being. We believe in God the Son, who was slain. For with his blood he purchased us for God, from every tribe and language, from every people and nation. We believe in God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
God of all prayers, unfold our hands, undo our fears, unlock our minds, that we may be truly open to let you enter in. We welcome you, Spirit of God, you who seek our company and choose to make yourself known to us. We are grateful for your many blessings, including bringing us together at this time in this place. We ask that you would use this time to challenge us, to encourage us, to change us, that we may continue to grow and be transformed, and in this process find hope to offer the world around us. In our conversations and in our sharing, in our eating, in our resting, learning, and laughing, may we notice you, find you, follow you, and offer you to others. Lord, in your mercy. In our Anglican cycle of prayer today, we pray for the Anglican Church of Melanesia, Archbishop Leonard Dawey, Primate and Bishop of Central Melanesia. In the provincial cycle of prayer, we pray for the ecclesiastical province of the Northern Lights, Archbishop Gregory Kerr Wilson, and the Provincial Council. We pray for all who minister peace by bringing conciliation so enemies can find common understanding and the estranged be reconciled. Lord, in your mercy, help our fear, Lord, and our unbelief. Help us to learn your goodness by heart. Help us, Lord, in the midst of our doubts and worries, to begin to see what you see when you look at our world. Imprint that vision somewhere deep within, where it can stay and speak and live. Lord, in your mercy. Spirit of God, enter the lives of those we love and care for, your much-loved children. Come with your healing, your peace, and your freedom. We ask now for your transforming power and love to touch Gary, Donna, Charles and Jean, Pat, Dwight, Sue, Skylar, Aaron, Judy, Carolyn, Jacob, Kirithika, Stephanie, Neil, Brooklyn, Richard, Janice, Dolph, David and Maureen, Heather, Carol, Cooper, Jeff, Lorraine, and Savannah. May Christ bring them wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. Deliver them from every evil and give them his peace. Lord, in your mercy. We remember before you, O Lord, those who have left this earthly world and are now in your loving arms. We remember especially today Sharon Day. Lord, we give you thanks for the life she lived, her faith, and her service to you. Rest eternal grant unto her, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. Almighty God, your ascended Son has sent us into the world to preach the good news of your kingdom. Inspire us with your Holy Spirit and fill our hearts with the fire of your love, that all who hear your word may be drawn to you. Lord, in your mercy, Christ as a light, illumine and guide us. Christ as a shield, overshadow us. Christ under us, Christ over us. Christ beside us, on our left and on our right. This day be within and without us, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom we speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
And words of confession together. Without your power, O God, we are lost. We have done the things we would avoid, and what you desire we have not done. By your purifying fire, transform our lives, guide us into honesty and compassion, so that filled with your peace, our dreams and visions may be one with yours. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. By the power of the one in whom we live and move and have our being, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through the God who is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whose mercy is everlasting. Amen. And will you stand, please? The peace of the Lord be always with you. Giver of life, receive all we offer you this day. Let the Spirit you bestow on your church continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. During the Great Thanksgiving, the Eucharistic prayer, you're welcome to remain standing, but you may rather be seated or kneel. Please take a posture that is most comfortable for you. In this prayer, we offer our thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God around the table. And we pray giving thanks for Jesus Christ, his Son, for his resurrection, ascension, and his coming once again by his Spirit on the day of Pentecost. We pray that that same Spirit might continue to dwell in our hearts and be present doing God's will in the world. Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. At Pentecost, you gave the law to Israel, your chosen nation. After the ascension of your Son, you sent the Holy Spirit, as you promised, in power and might, to enliven and move your church into witness and service. Today, we offer thanks to you for that most precious gift. We thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread, he gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this to remember me." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever. Amen. We break this bread. We are the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we stand, let us pray. Father, may we who have received this Eucharist live in the unity of your Holy Spirit, that we may show forth his gifts to all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Love the commandments, keep them, honor them, do right by your neighbors, and listen to the Spirit. Now may the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, guide you in the ways of God and fill you with the peace that only Christ can give. And the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
And now, I think it would be nice if we had all the godly players back to play some instruments. And any of the children in the room that might not have been part of the godly players are also more than welcome to come up. And there's tons of instruments. And the only other thing I'll say, because I don't usually say this, is you can spread out. You don't have to stay right next to the basket. There's lots of room up here.
Come join the band.
Yeah, so.
Nice.